Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Local media reports that officials may be forced to move inmates from the city's Justice Center complex to house unruly protesters. They're talking with suburban police departments about renting space in their jails just in case protesters get out of hand. An update on the case of a deadly explosion in Texas 3 years ago.
We have eliminated all reasonable accidental and natural causes.
An explosion at a Texas fertilizer plant in 2013 that...
The possibility of high arrest numbers during this summer's Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Local media reports that officials may be forced to move inmates from the city's Justice Center complex to house unruly protesters. They're talking with suburban police departments about renting space in their jails just in case protesters get out of hand. An update on the case of a deadly explosion in Texas 3 years ago.
We have eliminated all reasonable accidental and natural causes.
An explosion at a Texas fertilizer plant in 2013 that killed 15 people is called not an accident, but rather a criminal act. Here's ATF Special Agent in Charge, Robert Elder, saying he's not ready to discuss what a possible motive would have been.
I think it's too early to speculate at this point until we make an arrest.
That explosion in West Texas left 15 people dead, destroyed about 80 homes, and damaged dozens of others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle plans to support Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee. He tells NBC's Today Show he's been a Republican all his life and plans to back Trump in his efforts.
He's a winner. He knocked off 16 Republican candidates. He is going to be the nominee. He's the presumptive nominee. And now the party's going to have to unify around someone that they did not expect to be their nominee.
Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan sitting down today to get to know each other better. Everyone's mother's done something embarrassing, but few mom fails lead to this kind of stardom. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has the details.
A mother-daughter duo have become viral celebs after a good-hearted selfie went hilariously wrong. The mom traveled from New York to Utah to surprise her college student daughter and help her pack up her dorm room for summer. But when she arrived, her daughter wasn't in the room, so...
I just hopped on the bed, laid down, took a selfie, look where I am. A surprise!
But when her daughter didn't recognize where her mom was, they both realized she was in the wrong dorm.
I just started laughing and I ran out of my room.
The daughter tweeted the selfie fail and it's become a viral sensation with thousands of likes and retweets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
George Zimmerman is auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin in 2012. He was the center of controversy when he used the gun to kill the unarmed 17-year-old in his Florida neighborhood. Bidding starts at $5,000. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 73 sunny degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, there is a chance of patchy drizzle and patchy fog. And then for your Friday the 13th, there is a 30 to 70% chance of showers and then a 70% chance in the afternoon with a high of 72. On Saturday, there is a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. And then the weekend will finish out sunny with a high only in at 61.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. On today's show, hear about some upcoming programs to finish out the month of May. There is still time to register for HCL's annual art show and sale on June 11th, or get registered for the Hunterdon Comic Fest on August 6th. Get all the details. Summer Reading. Jim, stop squirming. You're only going to make it worse. Summer Reading is a few short weeks away. Get ready to exercise your mind. Hear dates and all about HCL's summer reading clubs. Get some reading suggestions later today and hear what happened today in history and much, much more on today's library show. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is, let's just say he's a little tied up today. So since I'm working solo today, I will take phone calls 908-237-0410, but just let the phone ring and I'll get to you. Or you can email me at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. And today's opening music is Flashlight by Jesse J. And this is from Perfect Pitch 2. And it goes out to our favorite kilt girl, Kat, and a very special little listener, Ursa Scarlet. So good morning, everybody, and today I'll start with some library programs coming up. This afternoon at 4 p.m., we have a very unusual program at the headquarters library. It is open to children in grades kindergarten and up. It is from 4 to 5, and it is Hope's Promise Therapeutic Miniature Horses. Yes, we're going to have horses in the library. Meet some miniature therapy horses, hear a story, and learn how about these horses will help each other. Registration is requested. Please call 788-1432. However, if you are in the library at 4 o'clock, just stop on in to meet Hope's Promises and her horses. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we will welcome Karen Kremp, a physical therapist from Kessler Rehabilitation in Flemington, and Nicholas Giorini from Kessler Rehabilitation in Annandale, and they're going to talk about osteoporosis. May is Osteoporosis Month. Osteoporosis means porous bones, and it is a progressive disease that causes bones to weaken and become brittle, increasing the risk of fracture. Typically, such fractures occur in the hip, spine, or wrist, but they can occur in any bone at any time and to anyone regardless of age. This disease is responsible for about 2 million fractures annually. In older adults, stooped posture and loss of height may indicate a compression fracture of the spine. So stop in at the library at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and learn all about how you can prevent this disease. And on Saturday afternoon at the North County Branch Library, there's going to be a staged reading of Bells, a play in two acts and 35 phone calls. And this is directed by Mary LaRue, presented by the Oldwick Community Players. This is a play by Mark Dunn, and it is told in two acts, and down here it says 45 phone calls. Bells visits six southern sisters who, over the course of an autumn weekend, seek to bridge the physical and emotional distance between them via the telephone, and in the process they come to terms with their shattered history. Bells was first presented on January 29, 1988, as winner of the Margo Jones Playwriting Award competition. And it entered the theater canon as one of the most delightful and endearing plays about women and the bonds of family, and continues to enjoy popularity to this day. This is Saturday, May 14th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street. And all the programs I'm mentioning today are free and open to the public. We do ask that you make reservations. To make reservations for a North County Branch program, call 730-6135 or headquarters 730-1431. Or go to our events calendar, www.hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar and you can sign up there. And this Tuesday afternoon at the headquarters library from 2 to 4, we're going to be sponsoring a program, and we're going to be partnering with the Veterans Affairs of Hunterdon County. It's VA Healthcare Information Service session. It will include information on eligibility and enrollment, healthcare benefits overview, mental health benefits, rural home-based healthcare. And this program is for veterans, spouses, and professionals working with benefits. Again, it's Tuesday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. Reservations are requested but not required, but please RSVP to the Veterans Services Coordinator of Hunterdon County at 908-788-1358. And then Tuesday evening at our South County Branch Library at 1432 West.
USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
One of the latest verbal battles involving Donald Trump is with a congressional leader.
Donald Trump fires back at some comments made by Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan about supporting the presumptive Republican nominee. In an interview with CNN, Ryan had said he looks forward to eventually supporting Trump, but he says, quote, "I'm not there right now." The Wisconsin Republican saying he first wants to see Trump do more to unify the GOP. Trump responds with a statement saying he's not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda. In Washington,
with your friends, you know that you start at one person's house for appetizers, then you move on to the next person's house for dinner, and then finally to the third person's house for dessert. And that's basically the process of our town crawl. It's also modeled after, you know, the pub crawl. So we want people to come and stroll through the town and actually see it as someone who is walking through. You can drive, but you will really get a taste of Lambertville. And I'm going to tell you a lot more about it when we come back after this station break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, and your host of the show, talking to you about Hunterdon Helpline's Town Crawl in Lambertville on May 17th. And it is a stroll through Lambertville modeled on the Progressive Dinner or the Town Pub Crawl. And we're going to have a fantastic time honoring Lambertville, but also our Hands Across Hunterdon recipient from the Lambertville area. It is going to be fabulous. So I told you a little bit about it. It is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. 47 years old, and we are the helpline for the county 24/7, 365 days of the year. Our First Assist Helpline answers all your needs for any challenges, no matter what. Could be basic human resources, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, physical and mental health resources, support for children, youth, and families, community information, employment resources. The list goes on and on. And, of course, we provide emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, after hours for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties, social services divisions. We answer their calls and help people who are in need after hours. Also, the Link After Hours headquarters, if you will. So if you're out there traveling the link and you're not sure what time the bus is going to arrive, we have direct contact with those drivers. So we've been doing quite a bit for quite some time. And we also have our own programs and services, including literacy services, seniors and disability services. We have work connectivity to match you up with employers in Hunterdon County who want Hunterdon County residents working for them, and Hunterdon Hispanos. So we have to raise funds. It is imperative. We do get grants from the county, from United Way, for which we're very thankful for a variety of foundations in the area. But we do rely upon individual donations as well as corporate. And so we have to put on the fundraisers just like all the other nonprofits in the area, hoping that you will support us, but have fun doing so. And that's exactly what the Town Crawl is all about. It's about having fun. It's about spending the evening on May 17th in Lambertville. We are going to start at Lambertville Station for appetizers with Chef Chris Beal, who's unbelievable. He also was the chef for one of our spotlight dinners in which we showcased three different chefs in the area. He's just so fun and accommodating. He cares about the community. Just absolutely wonderful. And, you know, we try to pick businesses that are involved, that do give back, who realize that this is a fundraiser. We have to pay for this, but they go the extra mile. And it is just amazing to be able to work with somebody like Chris. So we're going to have appetizers at Lambertville Station, and he's going to come up with a nice menu. It's going to be a nice meet and greet for the start of it. And from Lambertville Station, we're going to walk to Anton's on the Swan. And if you've never been to Anton's on the Swan, this is a real treat. This place is beautiful. It's just beautiful. Takes you back in time. Oh, I can't say enough about the ambiance and the architecture and the just the decorative touches. It makes you feel like you're in a pub somewhere in England. It's just amazing. It's just really beautiful. I mean, unless you're into Frank Lloyd Wright, who actually did a lot of stonework himself, Anton's on the Swan is incredible. And, of course, the cuisine is out of this world, thanks to Chef Chris Connors. And he is also always there in the community giving. Huge, huge involved person, and just jumped on this bandwagon immediately with us to offer us dinner as part of the Town Crawl. So Lambertville Station appetizers, stroll on to Anton's on the Swan for dinner. And then finally we go to Cafe Galleria for dessert. And what's nice about this is when we've done the Town Crawls before, we always like to end at a place that also includes some sort of art or culture. And so last year we had the Huntington Art Museum involved, and also Somi Gallery at Stengel Factory, which unfortunately is no longer in existence, but the artists are coming up with their own little studios around town, which is great. So Cafe Galleria, if you haven't been there, also in a very intriguing place because there's artwork all around the walls by a local artist being featured, Carol Harrison, and it is just beautiful paintings. So we're going to have dessert there and enjoy the ambiance of Cafe Galleria, but in addition we'll be able to peruse these beautiful paintings. And also, needless to say, we can't have a fundraiser without a silent auction, so there will be some silent auction items for your pleasure as well. But it's going to be just a fabulous evening. Again, cuisine, culture, camaraderie. Tuesday, May 17th, we start at 5:30, and we start our stroll. Now, interestingly, we can park at all three places if you want to drive. there should be enough street parking and so forth. But I was surprised that everybody who came to the Town Crawls last year were definitely into walking. In fact, the Town Crawl in Flemington, it was drizzling, and people said no, they were going to continue to walk. So, but you can do both. You can drive. You'll still get to see Lambertville. Or you can stroll along with us. And it really is just a wonderful evening. And May 17th should be beautiful weather, not too hot, obviously, hopefully not too cold, although Just read the weather report, and we're getting snow this weekend. We're right in April, but it should be a fabulous, fabulous evening. Tickets are $100 per person, and it, again, is a fundraiser to support Helpline. It covers our costs, but it also gives us funds to move forward with all of the programs and services that I've already talked about, including, like I said, our 24/7 Helpline. When the other organizations in our area close at 5 o'clock or whenever their end time is for the day, we're there to help not just the clients who don't know where to go, but their clients as well, and help them through the night if need be. So we really touch base with so many different organizations, so many different people in our county. That is our job, to know who they are, what they offer, what services they have, what funds are available, because an organization might be able to help you today and run out of funds tomorrow. Again, shout out to all the nonprofits who have to scramble for that funding to keep on going and to keep on serving our residents here in Hunterdon County. You know, I think that it was a terrible thing that happened with this recession, but I think it also served some good purpose as well. It made us take a step back and, one, be grateful, I hope, for what we have. Two, realize that any one of us at any time can have a challenge in our life that we might not have expected, that we thought we were safe from. And yet, here it is. Whether it is not being able to pay your utility bill, losing because you lost a job, or because you had a medical crisis, not having your house foreclosed upon. So many different things that have happened to really all of us in some way or another. And even at work, if we were fortunate enough to keep our jobs, to look around, did our company downsize? Did we lose, you know, the colleagues we enjoyed working with? So it really did affect us, and I think it did have us, in retrospect, look at life, count our blessings, and also realize that, you know, it could happen to any of us at any time. So we owe our nonprofits. We need to support our nonprofits so that they are there when people are in need. So, yes, our tickets are $100. It helps us out to continue our services, and we hope that you will support us on May 17th in Lambertville. But also, you're going to have a fabulous time. We don't just have our hand out, although if you want to send us a check for $100, that's fine too, believe me. But you will have a fabulous time. We want to have a good time. We want to showcase Lambertville. And we also, again, very important, we are going to honor a Lambertville area resident as our Hands Across Hunterdon 2016 recipient. So I want you to stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you again how to nominate after the break, how to nominate that person you think deserves to be recognized here in Hunterdon County. And I will be right back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz stands by his comments about Donald Trump having New York values. He said this on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News.
You know, I think people across New York and across the country knew exactly what New York values means, and those are the values of liberal Democratic politicians who have been hammering this state.
Cruz has an uphill battle against Trump in his home state of New York, which holds its primary in less than 2 weeks. Meantime, Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton insists she never said rival Bernie Sanders was unqualified to be president.
His response to me was a misrepresentation of what I've said.
She tells NBC's Today Show that in the heat of a political campaign, people say a lot of things. Sanders stopping by late night last night telling host Seth Meyers he made the charge after Clinton and her campaign said the same thing about him. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
And the weather for the Huntington County area begins today with isolated showers before noon, mostly cloudy skies and a high near 50 degrees. Breezy with a west wind between 18 and 21 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 31. West winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Saturday, rain and snow, and a high near 39. North winds will be between 10 and 16 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation for that rain and snow is 80%, with a new snow accumulation of around an inch being possible. Saturday night, snow likely mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, and a low around 24. Blustery with a northwesterly wind between 17 and 22 miles per hour, coming into gust situations as high as 38 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%, and new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch will be possible. On Sunday, we have mostly sunny skies and a high near 46. And westerly winds, much calmer, between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Sunday evening, a slight chance of rain before 11 p.m., then another chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 40%, and the new precipitation amounts are less than a tenth of an inch expected. On Monday, start your work week with a chance of rain and snow before 8 a.m. and then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 59. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Monday evening, rain is likely again, mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 47, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. And you're listening again to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of the organization. We've been talking about this fabulous fundraiser we're having, the Town Crawl in Lambertville. It's going to honor Lambertville, as well as a Hands Across Hunterdon recipient from the Lambertville area. This is part of our 2016 annual fundraising dinner series. It is a stroll through Lambertville, starting at Lambertville Station with appetizers, moving on to Anton's on the Swan for dinner, and then finally the Cafe Galleria for dessert. And tickets are $100. You can purchase them by visiting www.helplinehc.org/donate. That's www.helplinehc.org. HC, that's all one word, helplinehc.org/donate, or send your checks to Hunterdon Helpline, P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. Again, Hunterdon Helpline, P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822, or you can purchase them online at our website at www.helplinehc.org/donate. Now, very important, if you want to nominate somebody for the Hands Across Huntington Award, they need to be from the Lambertville area, and they need to have shown that they have given to the community in some way. It could be one huge project. It could be over the course of years, you're going to nominate this person, and our committee will determine, based upon the information we receive on each of the nominees, who is the winner. So to do this, you are going to email info@helplinehc.org. That's info@helplinehc.org. In the subject line, please put Lambertville nominee, and then in the body of the email, write a little synopsis about why you think this person is worthy of this award. Also give the person's contact information so that we can, in fact, get in touch with them. And that's all you have to do. If you can't email, you can give us a call at 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. And we can give you different options to sending it by email. So again, you have two things that you need to do. One is to nominate somebody in the Lambertville area as your nominee for Hands Across Huntington Award, and purchase your tickets by sending your check to Huntington Helpline, P.O. Box 246, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822, or visit www.helplinehc.org/donate. HelplineHC is all one word. Stands for Helpline Huntington County. .org/donate. And you will be helping a 47-year-old institution here in Huntington County continue its services 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Our community resource specialists know Huntington County. They live in Huntington County. They are well-versed in the 1,500 programs and services that we have to offer people in our community when they are facing a challenge. We man those phones no matter what. No matter if there's a Sandy, a Josh, a snowstorm this weekend, unfortunately. Not only do we stay open 24/7 every single day of the year, regardless of holidays, each of us can go remote if for some reason our office cannot be opened, which would be highly unusual because we have a generator. So we're there for you 24/7. And if you need our help for anything, you simply have to call 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357. 4357 is help if it helps you remember it. 908-782-HELP. And we're there for you. If you want to know more about our organization, you can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. www.helplinehc.org. One thing I want to tell you all, whether you're a business, a nonprofit, an individual, if for some reason somebody you know in need speaks another language other than English, we have a community translation center. In addition to Spanish translators, we have Russian, Polish, Italian, French, Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, Hebrew, the list goes on, Tagalog, Hindi. So please, you don't have to speak English to get help from Huntington Helpline's First Assist 24/7 service. Remember that. P pass that on. Keep our information handy just in case. I said before, one thing that our recession has taught us is that we are not immune from some of these challenges, that it may affect us or our family at any point in our lives. So reach out to us at 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. And like I said before, in addition, we have our own programs and services. Our seniors and services for people with disabilities helps people age in place, that they don't have to go into a facility, or provide social interaction that they otherwise are not receiving, very important for both mental and physical health. We have literacy services for both the native English speaker who needs help with reading and writing, and also the ESL student. In fact, we currently are in the midst of our tutor training course. If you would like to volunteer for literacy services and become a tutor, or if you want to volunteer for our senior programs such as telephone reassurance, please give us a call and we'll get you started. We also have the Division of Hunter and Hispanos, which you all know, part of that division is putting on Salsa Night every year, another great fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline, and one of the hot happenings in Hunterdon County. And that is Saturday, July 16th, starting at 4 p.m. It's going to be a blast. We have people calling us every day to be a vendor, to be a food caterer, to provide us with entertainment, etc. It's going to be a blast, as usual. More than 5,000 people showed up last year. A shout out to our sponsors, ShopRite, who we could not do this without. They have been our signature sponsor for years. And, oh gosh, if you've ever been to Salsa Night, what they do at Salsa Night, what they provide, how engaged their staff is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. We have Jake's Restaurant being our beer and wine garden sponsor again, which makes it even a little more fun. And we have Unity Bank, always a great community neighbor helping out. PSI, Shout. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be one of our sponsors again this year, and we're fortunate to have them. So a lot of good support. We want more sponsors. We want more vendors. Again, for any of these fundraisers, needless to say, all you have to do is give us a call for more information at 908-782-4357. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org and support us, but have fun doing so. We try to make it fun. We try to really give the community something to appreciate in addition to what the wonderful services that I think we provide. So even with our town crawl on May 17th, we're showcasing Lambertville. You know, we appreciate the presence of our towns, not just as government, but as working, breathing, living entities that make it worthwhile to live here in Hunterdon County. So we're extremely pleased to showcase our different towns for our town crawl. And don't forget to give an award to somebody in the Lambertville area deserving of our Hands Across Hunterdon Award. So 908-782-4357. If you need any information, just give us a holler. We're going to take a short break and come back with some information about what the other nonprofit organizations are doing in the area.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you are back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, and we have been talking about the Great Town Crawl fundraiser that we have coming up, and also shouting out to you for part of that fundraiser on Tuesday, May 17th. We'll be honoring both Lambertville, the town, but also a Hands Across Hunterdon recipient who has shown that they have contributed greatly to their community. And all you have to do to get more information is call us at 908-782-4357 on how to purchase your tickets for the evening, but also how to nominate someone. But in our last segment, I do want to give you an update on our organizations on givehunterdon.org. This is a collaboration of some nonprofits in Hunterdon County who have come together to support one another and to educate the community about what we do. And many of our participants have things coming up in the community, and we are happy to go ahead and talk about them. But first, a list of people, or organizations, I should say. CASA for Children, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children. This is CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties. Always having something to do for the community, a way to support them. They also are looking for more advocates, so it's important to contact them. Flemington Area Food Pantry also always can use volunteers for what they do. Volunteer Guardianship, one-on-one, matching an adult with a senior in need who cannot navigate life at the moment or the systems that they are required to navigate at the moment. Excellent, excellent organization. Very much needed. I know with us working here at Hunterdon Helpline with seniors, we couldn't do without Volunteer Guardianship one-on-one. The Hunterdon County YMCA. Need I say more? Here's an organization that, sure, we think about fitness and so forth, but what do they do behind the scenes is incredible. For seniors, for the Hispanic community, for people who are struggling financially, they're preschool, they have family programs, they have a wonderful program for middle school kids. So, I mean, the list goes on. And the people who work at our YMCA are fantastic. NAMI of Hunterdon. So important. What I like about this organization is not just that they help people with mental illness, but the people who work there know firsthand what it is like to have to reach out to other organizations, reach out to healthcare professionals, etc. When you're talking to somebody at NAMI, they know what they're talking about. They've had a situation in their family. They know firsthand what you're going through. Again, great organization. Fisherman's Market in Lambertville, what will we do without them in South County? Because, you know, we can't do everything from the base of Flemington. We have to reach out to all of Hunterdon County, and that's what Fisherman's Market does. And they also have a food pantry, by the way. Norwest Cap, again, what they do, I'm on the Career Life and Transitions Council for displaced homemakers. It's incredible. They teach them a variety of different job skills, get them back into the workplace. They also have Head Start here in Hunterdon County. Again, the list goes on. Meals on Wheels. There's not a time when we have a senior call who does not have any food in their house that I can call the folks at Meals on Wheels or my staff and say, this person needs food. And I'm going to guarantee this. I may be putting them out on a limb, but I'm going to guarantee this. Within the hour, let's say within 2 hours, they have a meal delivered to that person, and that person's on the schedule. Amazing. Safe in Hunterdon. We know, the news tells us all the time, domestic violence exists. It's not going away. Whether it's a neighbor, whether it's in your family, whether it's a celebrity that we know, Safe in Hunterdon provides a refuge for people experiencing this, as well as a variety of programs and services. Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program. Confidential, individual, group and family treatment services of all kinds. They're a great resource if you or someone in your family is struggling with an addiction of any kind. They can help you navigate even if you're not eligible for their own services. Good News Home for Women. This is short and long-term residential rehabilitation center for women who want to overcome a variety of issues. It's a holistic approach of healing for the mind, body, and spirit. Very important organization in our midst. And very rarely talked about, so I'm hoping that you'll check them out. Hunterdon Youth Services. What they do for these young adolescents is amazing. They just opened up a thrift shop, and you need to donate so that they can sell these things to people who need them at obviously better prices than retail. And they are over 35 years old that they have been working diligently with this residential program. It's just absolutely, again, an asset to Hunterdon County. And Family Promise. 20 plus years ago, they began. It's a volunteer-driven homeless shelter for families, and they do absolutely amazing work, not just to shelter, but to move that person forward for financial success so that they don't, again, become homeless. Incredible organization. I believe they have Box City coming up the weekend of May 14th. And how do you check all this out? Very, very easily. You're going to go to, very simple, givehunterdon.org. www.givehunterdon.org. Givehunterdon's one word, .org. Learn more about them. Learn what they need. Do they need volunteers? Do they need cash donations? Do they need material donations? Do they have a fundraiser coming up? All very important and all accessible at givehunterdon.org. You'll get a synopsis, and from there you can go to their website and learn more about what's going on in those organizations. Support your local nonprofits. They do amazing work. But who are they doing that work for? People you know. Whether you realize it or not, whether someone shared their crisis with you, or their challenge, or their medical condition, Whether you know it or not, you probably know someone who needs or who has utilized the services of these nonprofits. And that's what we're here for. We're here to support each other. These are our neighbors, these are our friends, and these are our family members. Very, very important. Please go to www.givehundreden.org. Learn more about the organizations. There's only about 15 of the nonprofits in our county on this site. We're hoping to get more. I know Grow a Row is coming on to givehundreden.org, so a shout out to them. But as we grow, please keep coming back and learning about the work we do in Hunterdon County. I have a last shout out for Caregivers Appreciation Day on April 30th, starting at noon at Polytech. This is from the Senior Health Coalition in collaboration with Polytech Academy. This is a day for caregivers to come out either by themselves or they can bring their seniors. We'll have activities for the seniors if they need to come along. But this is a day of information and pampering to those who are taking care of their seniors who need a break, who need to know valuable information. Very, very important. Again, this is April 30th at Polytech, and it is starting at noon. And you can call Hunterdon Helpline for more information on that. Again, 908-782-4357. Thank you for tuning in. I do appreciate it. And I hope you'll join us on the Town Crawl on May 17th. Until then, have a wonderful weekend. I hope it really doesn't snow, but stay well.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Public schools across the country can expect a letter from the Obama administration ordering them to let transgender students use the bathroom of their choice. New York Times says the letter will threaten that schools could lose funding if they do not comply. Donald Trump and Paul Ryan sit down to talk about the unity of the Republican Party, and House Speaker Paul Ryan says that he and Donald Trump had a productive meeting.
We had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party?
Donald Trump getting some heat from Democrats. New York's Chuck Schumer calling it a circus, mocking reports about a big rift between Trump and Republican lawmakers. Schumer saying they're singing from the same hymnal. And the woman who was the oldest person in the world is dead. Susanna Jones passing away yesterday at 116 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety